And now the scratching came again, louder than before, louder and fiercer, and it was trying to get in. Mark sat staring into the dark, a cold sweat dripping from his forehead, his eyes wide, his mind swimming wildly with the images and visions of an interrupted sleep. He barely dared to breathe. Clutching at his bedclothes, he sank beneath the sheets to shield himself from the noise. Still the scratching continued, cracking and splintering stone, yelping, screeching, calling from the dark that surrounded him. It knew he was there just underneath, and if it pulled apart the stone. He closed his eyes tightly, trying to will the noise away, gritting his teeth against it. Louder came the crunching of the claws against the brick, the scuffling, the beast in the dark. Louder it came, and louder still, stifling everything else, surrounding him. Another noise joined the clawing behind the walls, and with terror, Mark realized what it was. He was screaming. It was trying to get in.